Now, have you heard of the Aussie invention, the sea bin? Basically, the sea bin, it's a floating trash can that sucks up rubbish but leaves animals and foliage alone. Two Aussie surfers came up with the idea, and the trial ran the first one in Perth with great success. Sydney is the next to get some sea bin action, and one is being installed at Cabarita Point in the Parramatta River, and another one outside the Maritime Museum in Darling Harbour. But what exactly is it, and how does it work? Speaking to us today, Pete Galinsey. He is the co-founder of the Sea Bin. Pete, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
So could you tell us a little bit about how the Sea Bin came about and how it works?
Yeah, it came about simply because there was so much floating plastic and pollution in the water, and it just seems to be a constant of wherever myself and Andrew, my business partner, went. And basically, Andrew was just sick of seeing it in the water, so he figured if we have a rubbish bin on land, let's just jam one in the water. And yeah, we kind of made it happen. And essentially, it works like a pool skimmer, but we stuck it in a marina, and it just collects about 4 kilos of debris per day. And over the course of 1 year, it's about 1.5 tons of plastic and pollution that we can prevent from entering the ocean.
That is a lot of garbage to have coming out of, single bins.
Yeah, absolutely. So we now have about 450 units in the water. So we're getting like 400, we're getting about 600 tonnes of marine litter out of the water every year. And, the more sea bins that go in, the bigger the footprint. Because we got a lot of criticism saying, it's not going to do much. But it all adds up. It all helps.
Absolutely. And you guys have had a trial run in Perth. How did that go? Tell us about that.
Yeah. So that went really well. Shorewater Marine, our distributor over in Western Australia, they put in a few sea bins about a month ago or a bit less. And, they were pretty stoked. And, all the media and stuff just picked up on it. And then, it's been pretty awesome. They've been getting a lot of debris out of the water. Not so much big stuff, but they have found that there's a lot of microplastics in the water that they didn't know was there. So it's super interesting. We're doing a lot of data collection with all our clients, and we can use the sea bins to monitor the health of the waterways or start working on solutions.
So the bin can get microplastics out as well, because that's a word we hear a lot about. These microplastics are so hard to remove, it's almost going to be near impossible to take care of them.
Yeah, absolutely. So this was one of the biggest things for us, was that you can get the big stuff out, like the plastic bags and the bottles, quite easily by hand. But how do you get out the small stuff, so the polystyrene balls or the microplastics down to 2 millimetres? And we've been successful by getting microfibers out of the water as well. I don't think it's on a commercial scale, but we can at least monitor what's in the water.
Absolutely. And so Sydney is about to get some sea bins as well. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, so Tomra Collections, they supply the return and earn bottle vending machines, and they've sponsored some sea bins. They've got one at National Maritime Museum in Darling Harbour. Next week, Hewlett-Packard have sponsored a sea bin to be put in at Cabarita Point. And we're pretty excited. We're getting nearly, everybody's just so interested, because people are just sick of seeing plastics in the water and they want something done about it. So, yeah.
So after Sydney, where's next for sea bins, or are you just going to go all over Australia?
Yeah, so we've got 60 sea bins in a shipping container on the Sunshine Coast, and we're starting to distribute those. We've got a few going over to New Zealand next week, and then we have a few going to the Council of Port Macquarie. They've won a government grant to purchase sea bins to put in the water and start getting the debris out. So that'll be our first New South Wales council that will be installing a sea bin as well. And then, we have 5 distributors set up around Australia. And, ultimately we'd like to kind of use Australia as a benchmark of how we can work smarter and not harder.
It is a really brilliant invention. Pete, thanks so much for speaking to us this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
That was Pete Kuglinski. He's the co-founder of the Sea Bin on what the Sea Bin is and the new installations happening in Sydney. It is 8:20. You're on 2SCR Breakfast. The newsroom is not too much further away. Before we get there, though, Nubian Twist, they're out of London. Huge band, 10 to 12, sort of depending on the performance members that are all up there on stage just partying hard.